Good evening to all the blind cool techers. This is Christian Waywell from the UK doing yet another podcast. Today I want to do an audio demonstration, not really how to use this thing, but I want to show you a rather good keyboard. First of all, I'm going to describe it. But before I do, I want the Tyros to give you an idea of what its capabilities are. Take it away, Big T. As you can hear, the Tyros is a very versatile sounding machine already, and I haven't even scratched the surface. Its physical description. The Tyros is a 61 note keyboard. Its key range is from bottom C all the way up to there. With the octave switch, I can get down here to the top note of there, or I can even go to if I want to. But we're going to stick in the key range of for now. Okay, what does the Tyros do? Well, the Tyros is what we call an arranger keyboard. It has styles, it has rhythms, it has quite a few things. One of the things I like about it is its versatility. It's a very versatile machine. It's got a lot of potential. I want to apologise for those who've maybe noticed that we have a power hum. That is because of the way I've had to link all this together. We've got a ground loop and it's causing me a problem, but it's not serious enough to worry about, so we're not going to worry about it too much. Now, the Tyros has far too many buttons for us to cover today. We're going to just cover the sonic palette. The usage of it will come in another podcast, but I want to cover what you can do to start with, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, what kind of machine it is. It has sounds ranging from the humble piano all the way through to things like accordions, organs, strings. And basses. But that's not all. And we're going to show you some demos of what the Tyros can do. And I'm going to let it run. I'm going to go into its demo mode. And I'm going to talk you through the types of voices the Tyros has, starting with the main introduction. Thank you. As you heard from that, there was a lot going on there. Now, the Tyros has many types of voices, as I say, ranging from pianos. I'll go through the voice categories in a while and give you an idea of what some of the voices in each category are. But let's talk about the types. There's five basic types. You've got your ordinary voices. They've got sweet, live, cool, and mega. Now, sweet, live, and cool voices tend to be more realistic than your ordinary voices. And the 10 special mega voices are dedicated to guitars, basses. Now, I'm going to demonstrate the mega voices to you. Let's take a typical standard acoustic guitar, and we'll show you how the keyboard, the keyboard is now going to demonstrate how that would sound. And then we're going to demonstrate how it sounds when it's been converted to the new Mega Voice standard. This is a standard guitar, pretty much. We're now going to turn this around and Mega Voice it now. Notice how, with the Mega Voice, the sound is much clearer, much more lifelike. You can do the same with the basses too. Try this. Standard keyboard bass. Nothing too fantastic. It's just a bass. Okay, Tyros, give it the Mega treatment. And notice how there's various slides and fancy bits and pieces going on. We can take not just ordinary acoustic guitars and electric basses, but there's different electric guitars too, like this clean guitar. Standard clean guitar, nothing special. Sample generated. Crappy, pretty hopeless sounding thing. And now you get the Mega Voice. And now I'm going to put them all together and show you what it can do. This is a standard set of sounds. Anybody could do this with a keyboard. I'm not actually playing this, I'm using the demos. The keyboard is now going to play with the Mega Voices now instead. Okay, now I'm going to show you a Mega Voice in terms of how it would sound in a style. This isn't actually a style, but it's how the Mega Voices can be used. Now, there are 10 mega voices in total. I'm going to go through them now. Just come out of the demos. I want to be in the guitar section. And okay, that should do it. Now, you've got a steel guitar. A high string steel guitar. A 12 string guitar. Excuse me. Phone's ringing in the background there. Wish that wouldn't happen. Somebody's got it. It's okay. Sorry about that. You have the clean guitar. One that you haven't heard yet is the overdrive guitar. And last but not least in the guitar section, this is the distortion guitar. Pretty amazing, really. So, those are the 5 mega voices from the... Hang on. I'm trying to find what they are. Okay. So there's 4 different basses. We covered the guitars a minute ago. There's 6 guitars and 4 basses. And we're going to start with the acoustic bass. Notice how they give quite a lot of emphasis on the sound. Plucks, squeaks, taps, hammers, all sorts of things. The mega voice is... Here's a finger bass. Here's a pick bass. Here's a fretless bass. Quite a range of sounds there. Those are the 10 mega voices. Now, when we cover the ordinary voices, there are quite a lot. There's all sorts of live, cool, sweet voices. We're going to cover them now, and what they are, and we'll go into styles, and we'll get onto whatever we can. So I'm going to let the tire off rip with a few more demos. I'll play a bit myself in a few minutes when I've sort of demonstrated what the thing can do in the real context of the world of musical instruments. And we're going to just demonstrate a few of the voices in here. We start with the string section, and then we move on to the oboe, and it takes you through. So here we go. No, 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 stop, stop, stop. Sorry, I was in the wrong section. Here we go. This is it. Live strings. Sweet oboe coming up now. Thank you. violin. In the middle of all that, we had live French horns and the symphony kit. Now, that's a pretty damn good example of what we can do. Now we're going to go on to a rock sort of thing. And we start with a clean guitar. Clean. Cool, clean guitar. And then we're going to go on to full rocker, which is an organ sound. Cool, full rocker, they call it. Power lead, that's a cool voice again. As you can tell, this Tyrus has got quite a wide palette of sounds there. We're going to go into this one now. This is the dance kit. This is synths and dance. Funky bass. Check out the stereo separation on this. Sounds a bit like Alice DJ, actually, sort of. A lot of power and versatility. This is pad sounds now. Now the Tyros I class as a home keyboard. Well, I class it as a professional keyboard. People class it as a home keyboard. I bought this with a set of speakers. It came with it. It consists of two satellites which sit on top of the keyboard itself and a subwoofer that goes below. However, we're not using those for this recording. We want the purest sound. So I'm using my laptop and I've got it in stereo mix and I've got the microphone so I can talk and then we can discuss what's going on. Now let's go on to the next set of sounds. No, I don't, because I've just exited. Okay. I think that's what I want. This is an electric piano. This is a sweet soprano sax. Monica. So, sorry about the clicking, it's these buttons. I'll explain about these in a while. Let's see what we got here. Live steel guitar. There's the sweet harmonica again. This is the sweet violin. Sweet harmonica again now. Listening to all these sounds sure does make you go, wow. I mean, this keyboard is just fantastic. Saxophone section here. Acoustic bass. Sweet muted trumpet. Quite a nice muted trumpet as well, actually. This is hyper brass. Last sound there was hyper brass. If you don't quite hear what I'm saying about the sounds, don't worry. We'll try and explain what's going on as I can do it. Now, as you can hear, there's quite a lot. There's over 1,000 odd sounds on this. You can't get to them all from the front panel. Well, you can, but you've got to be able to play with it. And a lot of these are the main basic ones. I can't remember how many there are that's on what they call the front panel sounds. Well, there's quite a lot there. I'll explain how many categories there are and things in a while when I've got through these. This is live pop brass. The overblown effect on the sweet flute. There's the sweet trumpet. And finally, we move on to something a little bit different here. Sweet pan flute. This is a mandolin, sweet mandolin. Accordion. So, there's a lot there. That's the sound, that's the basic sounds of the styles, the voices. Now, these are used by you. You can do what you want with them. There's basically the voices are split into sixteen categories and two that are unused. One of them is for voices that you create with the voice creator software, and the other one is for voices that you create on the keyboard itself in its basic voice creator. But the categories, we'll go through what the categories are now. The categories start with piano. On the top left, it's a 3x6 grid, 3 up by 6 across. The top left corner is pianos. We then move on to string section, which is this. We then hit the guitars. No, trumpets. Sorry, I'm in the wrong place here. I think... No, yes, it's alright, I was... And that's trumpets, trombones, tubas, anything in the brass section, I think. Well, pretty much. Any sort of instrument in that category. Then you have your guitars. Which actually start from... Go to that. This isn't actually the order, I'm on just going through a few. Now here's a favourite of mine. And we're going to electric. I think if I can. Right, so what you've got, you have that. Which is the acoustic. That's called a dyno steel. Now there's an electric version. There's an electric guitar which sounds something like this. Wow. Oh, you can really go rocky and go... So let's go on to the next button along, which is accordions. I just showed a few of the guitars because I just like those particular ones. We move on to organ flutes. Now these are sounds you can create yourself by going into what they call the voice creator. Now the voice creator lets you adjust the sound. We've got a basic, and you can add to it, so you can go, and that now sounds like this, because I altered the sound. That was just from one. We now move on to the second row down, which gives us electric pianos of various types. We then move on to what I call the choir section. And then we move on to saxophones, reed instruments of all sorts, including, but not limited to, I think, yeah, Yeah, so we've got saxophones there. Quite nice. We've got the basses on the next button. Followed by pad sounds. The next button on this side is not used, and we go then onto the organs. Those are two of my favourites. They are kind of weird. Then you move on to these. The brass section. Woodwind, including flutes. And one of my all-time favourites. The bagpipes. Oh yes, and when I do the demo, you'll be thinking, well, that's wrong, but listen to this. Well, actually, they're wrong, because the note should be for the drones. There. Yeah, okay. Okay, what we do, we take that down. We take that off. And we go like this, you go. There we go. Not exactly a great bagpipe sound, but you see, it works. Then we move on to the next section. Percussion. Including the lovely vibraphone. And the drum kits. There's loads of different drum. I'm looking for a certain drum kit which is kind of. There we go. The kind of European kit. Right. Okay, then we move on to the last section, which is synths. Looking for it. Oh, these are quite nice, these sounds. Try this one. This is nice too. That's kind of nice because it's got a layered voice behind it. I can do that on the keyboard. You can layer voices. There's three right voices and one to the left. So if I wanted to, let's take a piano. And we'll take a string section. Mm-hmm. And we'll layer these two together. So the end result. No, for some reason that's kind of... So that's kind of really impressive sound there. So you could layer a third section. Let's put an accordion on top of that. I've taken them off now. Ah, we'll talk about that in a second. The pitch bend wheel. Although you wouldn't want to do that to a piano. It's got the performance controls. It's got the... Why is that not working? Hang on a second. There we go. It's got performance controls like... vibrato. And all sorts of things. You've got the pitch wheel. Okay, let's talk about styles. I'm going to play an example of one of my favourite styles, and it goes like this. Hang on, let's stop there. Hang on, let's see if we can do this right. You go like this, you go. That's in the minor. And into the major now. Check this out, this is the intro. Irish dance. So let's show you how the styles can be used in context. Style tracks your keyboard movement. When you're playing the keyboard, the style will track the key you are in. So let's go through these. This is what the keyboard can use the styles for. This is a heartbeat style. This is what you get when you first turn the unit on. Does anybody fancy a flamenco? Okay, there's the flamenco. Now that is a terrific style. There's quite a lot of styles here. I'm going to go into some more now. Let's try this one. Sort of orchestra swing. I'm only using the keyboard's demos. I'm not very good at playing this yet. I like to have fun with the Tyros though. As you can see, there's quite a wide range of sounds. Here, try a fast bebop jazz. One of my favourites, New Country. Slow blues now. It kind of demonstrates the power, flexibility, sonic quality of this amazing, amazing keyboard. This is not really a style of music that I particularly like, but as it's part of the demos that I have here, we'll use it. I never feel this way. I never feel blue. I just don't anymore. Not really. But as you can hear, the versatility of the sounds that's going on here. Check this out. Okay, check this out. All you Robert Miles fans out there. This is Ibiza 2002. Sort of European, for those of you that are not familiar with this kind of thing. It's like Eurodance music. Check out the quality of this. Notice the middle part of it, almost Takata-like when it comes in. This is the Takata bit. Okay, we've come out of there for a minute. I'm going to show you a little bit of something that I want to demonstrate to you as a group, because you're going to like this. Okay, is that turned on? I don't know. Yep, that's okay. I'm going to put another one behind that. Okay, let me just take that down a tad. Are you ready to be absolutely blown away by what I'm about to do here? Trust me, you're gonna like this. Are you ready? Let's go with the Bluebell Polka. Yay! Bluebell Polka. I was playing along to a sequence that I'd sequenced the backing and just playing along the top end of it. But for those of you that have heard me do that before, well, yeah. It's those people know who they are. Okay, stop doodling. Now, the Tyros has many features, as I just demonstrated there. It has the sequencer. Now, I'm now going to introduce a piece of equipment here to demonstrate the effects. We have a device called a SID station. Hang on a second. Okay. Bring him in, Sid. Now, I'm using the input on the microphone input. I'm going to put him through an effect. Actually, turn him down. Okay, that's enough with that. Well, there's different effects. And to do different things with this thing, we're going to put him through different effects so we can demonstrate how the effects apply. There's different types. Like reverbs, for example. As you can hear, it's got quite a... If you want to be into the Gary Numan type stuff. Let's see if we can get this to go. There's different sounds. So as you can see, the SID's got quite, well, not the SID. The Tyros has got quite a good effects chain. And that's just a few examples using the SID. You can harmonise with him as well. And if you've got a vocal harmony, you're not supposed to... See if I can get this to work. I wish I would stop doing that. There we are, I'm back to normal operation again. That's just to show you what the vocal harmony... I mean, I could do it on my voice, but... The SID station's plugged into the microphone port, so I can't really do that. The SID station, just to pass it briefly, is based on... It's a synth. It was made in Sweden in about 2002. They're pretty rare. There's about 400, 500 of the things kicking about over the entire world. And there's one here. It's based on the sound chip used in the humble Commodore 64 home computer. That's where it gets its lovely sound, I have to say. Now, the Tyros physical description now. We've played a few sounds, we've done a few demos, and we've played you the Bluebell Polka. Not very well, but I've done it. It has quite a lot of buttons on its surface. They range from controls for the sequencer... There's this 4x3 grid of style controls. Then you have the screen. And there's, like, 14 buttons on the screen. Now, the first thing I can tell you about the screen is the fact that the screen is tiltable. It's got a four-position tilt, and each position is marked by a click. So for somebody like us, we may not need the screen. You guys that can't see, you can leave it folded flat. But for those of us that can see to a partial degree, the screen is foldable, so you can lift it into four positions. If you want to, this has an output on the back for connecting to a screen, a TV screen, so you can see what it's doing. And that's quite a useful feature. The Tyros also has what they call multipads. Now these are clever, these are wonderful. They are a sort of an instrument pad. Let's see if I can find one that... Now these actually. There you go. That's actually the wrong sound for the pad, but what you can do. See if I can find one that goes. That one will do. Okay, so let's go back to our original. Notice it was out of sync. Now that is what the multipads do. They're just four buttons. And you can change them. Okay, what you can do, you can start off, you go. See, the multipads track what you're playing. It's quite a useful thing. I could spend hours just playing with those because they're just completely amazing. Back into the demo section again. I'm going to demonstrate now the guide function. And what you can do with this, if you play the right piece of music, you can actually get the keyboard. You can play along with this and now the keyboard's waiting for me, so I'm going to play the first note. I'm waiting now because that. And because when I hit the D, it's now waiting because it's like kind of weird actually. That's what guide does, it just lets you learn a piece quite adequately. That's pretty. I didn't notice it did that before. Okay, let's talk about some of the other things you can do with it. Let's give it a rendition of the famous. No, I don't want to do that yet. This is actually showing the score. I was just letting the keyboard do that. There's all sorts of things you can do with it. It's great. Love it. And so on and so forth. Beauty and the Beast there. Moving on quickly to the next one. It doesn't really do it justice, so let's move on. Yesterday. I'll let it play this. Thank you. I was putting in the harmonies or trying to. Show you again what the Tyros can do. Wow. Yeah, true sound quality. And the machine is fairly straightforward to use too, so let's get into a bit of this. Get the Sid going. It's actually using the wrong instruments, but as you can hear, it's actually showing the lyrics on screen now as well. I'm in the lyrics view, so you can do karaoke with this thing, which is cool. Kind of really clever how it's done, and you can actually sing through the microphone in this thing and just have fun. It's great, it really is. What the hell is that? It's my chair, it's alright. I'll let you hear the original organ version of this thing. And I'll put the Sid into the background of it so you can hear the Sid station through the microphone input as part of a mix. It's a very clever machine, is the Tyros, it really is. The sound is so perfect, so real, so very much pretty good. There's maybe better keyboards than the Tyros, but I like the Tyros for what it is. A good home keyboard. Next time I do a podcast on this, I shall be talking about the physical description and how to actually do things with it. But to start with, I just wanted to break you into what the Tyros can do with a sound sample. Okay, well, that is not kind of working quite the way I want it to work, so that's okay, I don't want to be in there anymore. Now, there's a lot of things you can do with the Tyros. You can mix and match. You can do mixing, panning sounds left to right. And there's all sorts of magical things it can do. I mean, I could spend all night playing with it, and as I said before. Okay, the Tyros, when I bought this, this was the top of the range when it was when I bought this. The Tyros 2 has now replaced this, so that could be a whole lot better keyboard than this one. I bought this, when would it be? Sometime last year. About May last year, I think it was. So, coming up to this year, I'll have had this little baby about a year or so, and I love it. It's got a hard disk inside it, and it's quite a lot of features for what it is. It's, compared to Neil Hewer's Kurzweil, this is probably a baby in comparison, but when teamed up with other equipment, I think the results could be absolutely amazing. So let's talk about what else we can do. With the sounds, there's all sorts of sound shaping facilities, such as EQ.
equalisation.
You can take out the bass. You can put the treble down. Take the treble back up. Take the bass away. Put the bass back in. There's a treble down again. Put it back to normal. The keyboard's doing all this for me. I could go into the controls and set this, but it's easy just to let the demos demonstrate it. It's a fine, fine keyboard. And there's a lot of features. Oops. See what we're getting here. Check this out. Just a side note to let you guys know, you may have heard this before, you may have sort of heard me using this before in the past, but I have actually used the Tyros as like an ending, an intro, outro kind of thing for my previous podcast, and will continue to do so. Now we're dealing with compression. A strange thing that only musicians understand. Neil Ewers, perhaps you want to maybe elaborate on what compression actually does, or somebody who's in that field. It does something to the waveform. I think it levels it or something, which is what the Tyros is trying to demonstrate to us now. It's kind of cool. There we go. So, when you put compression on, the sound appears to be conceivably louder. There we go. There's another demo for you. As you can hear, the sound quality oozes class. Beautiful machine. A lot of the sounds are ready-made, although you can shape your own, which is nice. And, to be fair, the Tyros is a little bit on the expensive side, but if you're looking for a keyboard that will have the same sounds as the Tyros, look at the PSR-3000. That is a terrific machine. The 3000 has all the facilities that the Tyros has, and more. I'm just going to look through, see if there's any more demos or anything. Not that one. I thought that was a... Add that too. It's just showing you. I just want to say a big thanks to everybody on the mailing list who I've spoken to in the chat room. And I want to say a thanks to Larry for putting up the chat room. And it's a great place. I've only been in there a couple of times. But it's one of those great things that Blind Cool Tech has been wanting for a while. And it's a brilliant idea. I know I'm talking over the top of the Tyros, but I'm just sort of letting you hear what the thing can do. And that should give you pretty much an insight into what we can use the Tyros for. It's got a lot of features in its back in there. I'm looking for another. I've already had that one, I think. I've had that too. So let's move on and see if there's any new ones in here. Yep, here we go. More demos. This is just bass and drums. To show you what the drum kits can do, really. That kind of sounds familiar from somewhere. But I don't really know where from. This is just an audio tour. It's not really a podcast on the actual how the machine works. I want to do that next. But I just want to give you an idea of what the Tyros sounds like before I start talking about it, so you know what sort of power this thing has. Using its internal demos and a few little bits and pieces. And that's sort of just about does it for the Tyros, I think. I keep finding new ones. See what we've got. This no, I've had that one. I'm just looking for see if there's any more. No, I've had them. I've had that one too, but I'm just looking to see what else we can do that we can demonstrate. I think we're out of demos. Yeah, we are. But as the Tyros, as you can hear, is quite a versatile little machine. It supports many. Okay. Now, I just want to do a couple of things now. I want to give you my contact information, and I'm going to use a certain piece of music here. This just about closes this podcast. I want to thank everybody that I know. Caroline, Lynn, Hope, Mark, Claire, and everybody else that I know. And for those guys on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list and in the chat room and just the Blind Cool Tech community in general, for all the feedback I've had since I've been doing the podcasts. And I want to say that my email address is as follows. It's kwhewell, spelled kwhawell dot at, hang on, kwhewell, which is kwhawell at kwhewell, kwhawell dot plus plus dot com. Now, to round off this podcast, I want you to just hear this absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous piece of music that Tyros has got built in. Check this out. And last but not least, as I promised I would do, I'm going to go into this particular... Oh, it's been turned off. Oh, well, I'll soon sort that out. Ooh, come on, Sid. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Here we go. That's Christian Waywell finishing this podcast about the Tyros. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and next time we'll be doing one actually showing you how to do things with that. I just wanted to demonstrate its capabilities, and I think we've done pretty well on sorting that one out. And that is the end of pretty much of what the Tyros can do. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. We're going to wrap this up now, and I'll say goodbye for now, and thanks to everybody again that I know, and hope you enjoyed it. And that's kind of it, really, because what more can you say about a keyboard as wonderful as a Tyros, apart from it's wonderful? Not a lot, really, I suppose. So that's me wrapping it up for now, and I will speak to you on the next podcast.